Avoid bad seduction advice. Jung is famous for a lot of stuff, Jungian archetypes and various kinds of dream interpretations. One of my favorite quotes of his is this one: unless you make the unconscious conscious, it will run your life and you will call it fate. Back then when he said that, they hadn't yet discovered evolutionary psychology. Jung was referring to what he called unconscious drivers of our behavior, things that are outside of our conscious awareness that make us do things. Today, those things that are driving us that are outside of our conscious awareness are our instincts. But because we are living in a much different world than when our instincts were calibrated, they get us into a lot of trouble. For example, everybody has social anxiety to one degree or another. But way back then, nobody had social anxiety. Back then, we were always around people we grew up with, people we felt familiar with. But also back then, our choices for sex and romance were very, very limited and very, very hard to get. Today, it's the opposite. It can be maddening sometimes. We see gorgeous ladies everywhere. This generally causes frustration. We see so much of what our instincts are dying for. But between where we are and the good stuff is a seemingly insurmountable barrier of social anxiety. This is why most advice to get better at this kind of thing is misdirected. For example, if you were to make it a goal to do 10 number closes per day, what would happen? You'd have to push through a ton of social anxiety. And even if you were more successful than most and got one number out of 10, what kind of cost-benefit analysis would that be? You spend a ton of emotional energy pushing through tons of social anxiety to get one number and 9 rejections, and that one number is only based on how they look. You know nothing about what they are really like, nothing about their personality, nothing about how much debt they may have, or how many partners they've had, or their intelligence, their job, their plans, or anything. Is that worth it? It might make you feel cool when you brag to your friends, but what does that actually get you? How much anxiety would that cause? How many approaches would you have to make to find a person that you really click with? Too many to count. There is a much easier way, a way to make the ladies come to you. So all you need to do is sort them and qualify them. Zero anxiety, zero pressure. It involves building up your attractive frame by doing some simple daily exercises. The more you build your frame, the more ladies you'll have to choose from. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/seductive-frame.